Hello, this is my Lenten diary for Wednesday, February the 14th, 2018. Today is Ash Wednesday. This is a portion of the reading from 2 Corinthians assigned for the liturgy today. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Welcome to the first day of the sixth year of these Lenten diaries. I'm happy to have you along. I chose to read this portion of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, not only because it is the assigned reading for the Ash Wednesday liturgy today, but also because of this amazing way that Paul puts together the stuff of life. He talks about all of the things that he has encountered as an apostle of God, as a purveyor of the good news of Christ. All of the affliction, all of the hardship, all of the calamity, all of the sleepless nights, all of the hunger, all in the service of the gospel. Today, as is a custom now for several of us Wauwatosa clergy, I was on the street corner offering prayers and ashes to passers-by. And I'm always struck by the things that people share with me, a total stranger, on a street corner. Today I heard about people's deceased relatives and the grief that their loved ones still bear at their passing. I heard about people concerned for their loved ones who suffer with addiction or who are unemployed. I listened to people talk and struggle about their own employment situation or their finances. Today I was reminded that in the midst of a culture that seems consumed with anger and aggravation, people are carrying heavy burdens. And it seems to me that that's the good word that the church can offer not only on Ash Wednesday, but during Lent. It's to echo how the Apostle Paul speaks to the Corinthians. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. It's so easy during Lent to think that we trudge along. We see how miserable we can make ourselves in the service of some perceived notion of piety. And it's almost as if we're afraid to fully embrace the gift of God. We have to be miserable until Easter arrives. And I'm wondering if what Lent might be for us is an opportunity to embrace all that God has given us, and to embrace it by preparing ourselves, by acknowledging all the struggle that is life, by acknowledging our own fault, our own failures, our own inabilities to live up to the things we would like to be. Lent is a time to call upon the mercy and grace of God and to implore God to give us strength to live into the fullness of the good news of Jesus. We don't have to wait till Easter or until we can be better or until we can be perfect. Now, right now, is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And even though we are struggling, and maybe we feel as if we possess nothing, through the grace and mercy of God, we can be assured that in Jesus, we possess everything. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.